Hello, 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 everybody, and Brother Melvin, it is again that the Lord has allowed us to be on the program with you, and I'm happy as a rabbit in a brow patch. The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM right here in the Antelope Valley. I'm excited about it. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be here. We thank you for the opportunity to know for sure, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that when all of this life is over, I'll be able to be with you forever. And I give you the praise for it. I give you the glory for it. I give you the honor for it. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. I am excited as I've been watching the news on the MSNBC, I believe it is, all the business about the election of the president and the impeachment of the president, and president did this and Trump did this and what have you. And I recognize right away that we're living in dark times. Ain't no doubt about that, that we're living in dark times. So the thing is that we got to recognize is don't let the dark time lead us into darkness. So we need to stay in our lane and let God do the rest, because we can't handle it by ourselves. And I appreciate having the opportunity a few minutes ago just to talk to you about some things that went on in your life and where you recognize the fact that you couldn't handle it and you turn it over to the Lord. And you've been running behind him ever since. And that's a great joy.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm going to start at verse 12 through 17. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now, what I want to do is stop right there before I read this next verse, is to let you know that this guy, nobody ever heard of him before that, and nobody heard of him since then. We haven't heard of him. But somehow or the other, the Lord picked him to give a word to the king. Now, listen what the word was that God gave him for the king. Verse 15, and he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, O king, now his brother talking to the king, King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, not unto me, but unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by this reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16, the proof that God will handle it. Tomorrow, listen to him talking, still talking to the king. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zig, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Now watch. Look at this here. Are you all listening? I hope you're listening. Whether you're in your car, at your house, wherever you are, listen. Verse 17, 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. And you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, for nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go ye out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And what I'm saying is, stay in your lane and follow the Lord. Stay in your lane. And when you run into something you can't handle, and believe you me, America was founded on good principles. There ain't no doubt in my mind that it was founded upon good principles. But right now, we're not following those principles. Our 45th president is taking us somewhere else into foreign countries, turning against some of our allies, and the people are being slaughtered today as we speak right now. They're being slaughtered by the Kirks and all these guys. So I want you to know, but we still cannot fear, because God is with us no matter what or who's in office. So listen to what he says. He says, when Jehoshaphat found out he was surrounded, I mean totally surrounded, he could look to the left, to the right, to the front of him and in back of him, and everywhere he looked, there were so many enemies around him, it looked like grasshoppers. They were everywhere, ready to take him out. And let me tell you, folks, the little brother was scared. And I'd like to, sometime when I'm feeling good, I say, shoot, I wouldn't be scared, but I'd be doggone. Yeah, was totally surrounded by people with their swords drawn and everything ready to take us out, and our little few people not able to do anything. We can't know where to run, because if you run forward, you run into them. You back up, you run into them. You back into them. You go to the left or to the right, you run into them. So the bottom line is, we got to recognize the fact that if we don't get some help, we're in trouble. So Jehoshaphat then did as he was directed to by this little brother that God chose to pull out of the crowd. Let me tell you this. Oh, shucks, I know I ain't going to have time to finish this message because I'm getting excited here. I'm getting excited, and the reason why I am is because we quickly evaluate people on their social status, where they stand in life. Now, me as a bishop, 86 years old, people expect me to have something good to say. But some little brother that ain't nobody never heard of, ain't nobody know anything about, and he come up gonna tell somebody how to pray and that you ain't got to fight and to be still and to have patience and not to be afraid, nobody wanna pay attention to that. But Jehoshaphat did. He listened up. And he got all of his people and they stood together and they prayed. And little brother says, I don't know much, but I know that God told me to tell you that you don't have to worry. Go down tomorrow and he'll show you the proof, because all these people will be right down at the foot of the mountain. And they think they're going to be ready to do you in, but they got a whole, they have accumulated lots of allies. And what the Lord is going to do is to create an ambush. And all you have to do is to get back with your people and watch them kill each other. And you don't have to fight. Don't even have to pull up a bow and arrow or nothing. Just stand still and watch the Lord. So he did that. So the next morning come, he goes out just as he was told. Went down to the foot of the mountain of Zig. And here they all, and they got in an argument. His allies got, they were band together to take him out. Got in a little argument. And next thing you know, they were taking each other out. And all Jehoshaphat needed to do is take all his people, get every chariot he had, and load it up full of gold and silver and everything that they brought with them. Ain't that something? God is able to do that. And I tell my friend, yeah, I'm a registered Republican. I don't always vote Republican, and I didn't this particular time in 2016. And I probably won't be voting Republican if the same president is running. I know I won't be voting. But it ain't really got nothing to do with the power that God has. Because God can keep him in there if nobody votes, or God can take him out if everybody votes. How about that? It don't make no difference if the Democrats and the Republican vote. God can still take him out if he wants to. So I'm saying to you that you and I today need to be satisfied and recognize the fact that we are running through some dark times. Take you to another scripture with me. Isaiah 40 and 28 through 31. And I want you to look at that with me. Listen what he says when we look at that. Hallelujah. God is just good. And I'm so glad to be his son. I don't know what to do. Am I a worthy son? Quite often I am not. So I'm going to ask you to go to Isaiah chapter 40. And I'm going to ask you to go all the way over to verse 28. And listen what he says. Listen at the question that Isaiah is told to ask the people. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. In other words, those who are weak and not able and ready to quit, he's able to give you power. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. But even the youth shall faint. This is how rough the times are. And people, young people are taking lives and they're dying in a hurry. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things going on. And he said, young men shall utterly fall. That's verse 30. But the last verse in Isaiah chapter 40 says this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. And the reason for that is if we stay in our lane and follow him, there's no way we can lose. Listen what he tells us also. He tells us this. In that same scripture, as we look at it, he says in Isaiah 40, he says, now listen, I'm not telling you that it's going to be easy, but I'm telling you that it will be easy if you take your mind off of what you see and what can happen to you, and put your mind on what God can do on your behalf. Then you can win the battle. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're into drugs. He can take you off of them. I never will forget it. This must have been about 20 years ago, or thereabout, somewhere around there, 20, 25 years ago. And for an old dude like me, when you talk 20, 25, 30, or 40 years, it doesn't really matter because it all seems short to me. But I'm saying 20, 25 years ago, my son who's in glory with the Lord right now was a functioning drug addict. Worked for Rockwell, Northrop, and the brother was bad on the airplane. He'd clean himself up over the weekend after he'd get through drugging out and go back and mortify those F-18 Tomcats that they had him working on, sent him all over the country to do this. And Hugo, he knew what to do. And they trusted him to repair, to do those airplanes, the modification for those airplanes. But one day, they sent him to Columbus, Ohio. And he got hooked up with a young brother about the same age as he was. Bishop Bryant Keith Williams, who was a Holy Spirit-filled guy, a tongue talker. And I'm not telling anybody you need to talk in tongue, but I do, and I'm so thankful for the power that it seemed to generate. Not that you don't have other power, but I know there's something going on. When I lose my sense of thought and begin to speak to the Lord in another language and just raise him up, when I look around, I ain't got no problem. But let me go back to Hugo. Hugo ended up going to his church, and this brother began to minister to my son Hugo. And in a few months, Hugo was delivered totally from drugs. And one day I had to fly out to Washington, D.C. So I flew out to Washington, D.C. And when I went out to Washington, D.C., I had my secretary to route me back through Columbus, Ohio, where I could go by and visit my son. Went by and visited with my son. And that big brother grabbed me and just was shaking me all over the place and saying, "Daddy, it's over. Daddy, it's over." "Man, what the devil are you doing? Take me a loop, boy." I said, I need... And he always had me some red wieners, some big wieners that they had back there. And I said, "Where's my wieners?" He said, "Daddy, I got the wieners, but I need to tell you something. I'm drug free. I'm drug free, Daddy." And you know what? I still feel that in my body right now when I talk about how Hugo said he was drug free. And then one day he came to California and he had me to meet up with the Four Gospel Businessmen breakfast and began to talk to some guys there. And lo and behold, I had never spoken in tongues. And they began to pray for me and one old brother that worked for me at Edwards for many years. And while he was working for me, he told me, he says, "Henry, I don't mind working for you. I don't mind driving the Caterpillar for you. But I don't want to hear nothing about this Jesus junk." But he was in that crew that morning when Hugo took me to the Four Gospel Businessmen breakfast. And I looked over him and I said, "John, is that you?" And he called me Hank. He said, "Yeah, Hank. You're the white brother." He said, "Yeah, Hank, this is me." He said, "But I ain't dipping snuff no more. I ain't chewing tobacco no more. And I ain't cussing no more. I'm just glad all I can do is say Jesus." And by that time, he had done put his arms around me and was saying something in my ear. And I woke up on the floor, folks, saying some stuff I didn't know what was going on. And ever since then, it's been different for me. And I'm not saying you are not saved because you don't speak in tongues. I'm not saying that. Please believe me. And I'm not causing any of that to happen. But I am telling you that if you get filled with the Holy Ghost to the point to where your cup run over, something will happen to you and your power is on and can't nobody, the devil and hell, can't do nothing with you because you're staying in your lane and following in behind Jesus. Let me go to the last scripture that I have for you and we're going to close up here. And that's in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. There was a discussion going on and the Lord Jesus, maybe I better just read that to you so you won't lose it. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Come on here. Yeah, 24. "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me," watch that. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it." Now watch what he just said to us. And I'm going to have to close because I'm about to run out of time. What he's saying is, if you stay in your lane, if you just stay in your lane, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me, I will provide whatever you need. Brothers and sisters, let me close by telling you this. When you get with Jesus and have decided to let him handle things for you, I guarantee you, your life will never be the same again. Father, I thank you, and I give you praise, glory, and honor for allowing me these time on the air to let everybody know that if we will stay in our lane and follow you, everything will be all right. God bless you. We invite you to come to our church, the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, and we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock or Sun Village, California. And that's pretty much at the corner of Avenue R and 100th Street East. God bless y'all. See you next time.